Happy Thanksgiving to all of our Sound Cues listeners. Today seemed like the perfect time to answer a question about food. And of course, Seattle is a foodie city. Renowned chefs like Tom Douglas, Ethan Stoll, and Renee Erickson have taken the city to new culinary heights. But we have our great street-level eats as well, like our very own Seattle hot dog. Listener Mara Dillinger wanted to know where the Seattle dog came from. From KUOW in Seattle, this is Sound Cues, a podcast fueled by listener curiosity. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Stay with us because today we're going to unveil the surprising origins of the Seattle dog.
Hey, Sound Cues listeners, I'm Jeannie Yandel.
And I'm Eula Scott Bino. We're the hosts of Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace. Hey.
Hi.
It's a podcast from KUOW that armors you up for dealing with sexism at work.
We all exist in sexist workplaces because we live in a sexist world.
Our podcast knows two things are true.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, your workplace is sexist.
Facts.
Even if it's not visible, and even if you work for yourself.
And yes, there are things you can do to push back.
Battle Tactics.
We take on the gender pay gap.
Disrupt manterruption.
And stop imposter syndrome in its tracks.
Battle Tactics for Your Sexist Workplace.
Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Bye.
To help us tell the story of the Seattle dog, I'm joined by reporters Ruby DeLuna and Anna Boyko-Wyrock. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi.
So for those who don't know, first of all, tell us what the Seattle dog is.
Well, the Seattle dog is a hot dog with grilled onions and a special ingredient.
Cream cheese!
Cream cheese. Okay, on a hot dog?
It's so good. It's really good.
Yeah, and actually, the Seattle dog started with bagels.
Oh, I see. Thus, the cream cheese.
Yep. And so we explored the Seattle dog's backstory with Mara Dillinger, who asked the question.
I asked KUOW, where'd the Seattle dog come from? And now they're forcing me to eat all the Seattle dogs in Seattle.
And Ruby and I tracked down the man behind the dog. Okay, can you hear us?
I sure can hear you, yeah.
We're talking with Hadley Long. He created the Seattle dog. See, Hadley had a successful pushcart in the college town of Carbondale, Illinois. Not a hot dog cart, but a bagel cart.
And it was all over charcoal grill. And it was all vegetarian. I was the bagel man for a cottage town.
He sold vegetarian bagels in Carbondale for 8 years. But he wanted to see if his bagels would do well elsewhere.
I thought I felt like the big fish in the small pond. And I always wanted to see if I could be the big fish in the big pond. And in the late 80s, Seattle was the place to go.
So he followed his dreams to Seattle, where he worked at a bagel deli in Pioneer Square. He convinced the owner to let him start a pushcart at night from 10 in the evening to 2:30 in the morning.
Selling?
Yep, vegetarian bagels. He was on prime real estate, in between J&M Cafe and the Central Tavern, where grunge legends like Alice in Chains were headbanging on stage.
The Pioneer Square was just like the mecca. You could pay one charge, you can get a wristband, and go to like seven different bars and hear live music.
What kind of demand was there for your vegetarian bagels?
I did okay. I can't tell you how many people would always ask me for, you know, hot dogs or sausage. You got bratwurst, you got a Cajun hot link, you got a hot dog.
Customers wanted meat.
I didn't want to sell out and be a hot dog vendor. So I had these, I call them bagel sticks.
They're essentially bagels shaped like hot dog buns. He put cream cheese and a hot dog on them.
And that was the beginning of Hadley's Bagel Dogs.
When you smear a hot dog with cream cheese, it's slippery. So every bagel he sold came with this instruction.
Hold on to it. Put a hand on the bottom and put a hand on the top. You got to hold on to it.
Over time, other vendors started putting cream cheese and grilled onions on their hot dogs. It got the name Seattle Dog.
Like at Al's Gourmet Sausage in Soda.
Second. Benintendi,
do people like the cream cheese?
You kidding me?
That's owner Al Griffin.
We would have a war if we didn't have cream cheese.
The Seattle Dog has migrated from Pioneer Square across the city
to Capitol Hill outside music venues,
to Ballard, where it lives with microbrews, games of cornhole, and real dogs. And now, the Seattle Dog has even gone vegan. It has soy-based cream cheese and a seitan sausage.
KUOW listener Mara Dillinger brought us to her favorite spot, Cycle Dogs. We split a dog three ways.
The cream cheese is really mild, so it's mostly you're depending on this delicious bready onion flavor.
I'm still trying to decide what to make of this.
As for Hadley Long, the creator of the dog, he moved to Idaho years ago. He misses those grunge days, and he's flattered his invention is thriving.
Seattle has made Hadley's bagel dog its own, and the hot dog continues to change along with our changing city.
That is such a fun story. But Ruby, you sounded a little bit skeptical about the Seattle dog. Have you changed your mind about it at all?
I think I'm still a little skeptical. I still can't quite put my head around this idea of a hot dog and cream cheese. But you know what? I'm open-minded. So, you know.
And you actually brought a Seattle dog with us. And I'm kind of looking at it and I'm smelling it. And I'm thinking maybe we should taste one.
Okay.
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay. You've got some, well, you've caramelized the onions, which is like way beyond probably what the hot dog carts would do. But, all right, so I'm going to try it.
Yeah,
you guys have tried
do.
A lot, so. That's kind of different.
See?
Okay, describe the flavors
that you
have.
Yeah,
what,
yeah.
You know?
Well, the onions are delicious, perfectly cooked. And the cream cheese makes it kind of, that gives it that little different texture that I'm used to in a hot dog. But
right?
It's good. Yeah,
right?
It tastes like Seattle to me. What can I say? All right, so how many hot dogs do you guys think you ate during this whole process?
We ate four.
Four, right?
Oh, that's not bad. Yeah.
So, yeah, so we had four hot dogs all together, not necessarily one to ourselves, but each hot dog we tried, we split it three ways, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, you know, originally the plan was that we're going to try five because five is a good number. And, you know, we wanted to get a lot of geographical diversity.
That's
so we
right.
went to Ballard. We went to Soto. We went to Capitol Hill. And by the time we got to the fourth hot dog, we were like walking down the street like I just cannot imagine eating another hot dog.
All right. Now, Anna, though, you are a vegetarian, right?
I am.
And yet you were a very good sport. You did a story about hot dogs. So how did this work for you?
Right. Well, so it just so happens that every hot dog stand that we went to has a vegetarian or vegan version of the hot dogs. So I was able to happily go along and report this story and just have one vegetarian Seattle dog after another. And Ruby ended up trying them too.
That's right. Yeah. And actually, it was fun. What I liked about it was that it wasn't as salty as a regular dog. And by the time I actually tried a regular dog, I was like, oh, this is too salty. So it was a good diversion.
Yeah. There is a difference between when a vegetarian or a vegan cooks a vegetarian or vegan dog and when somebody else does.
Mm-hmm.
I often found that they were a little dry at the regular hot dog stands. But the first stand we visited was Cycle Dogs, right?
Yeah.
So that's Mara Dillinger's favorite hot dog stand in Ballard. And the owner, Keaton Tucker, has perfected the vegan dog. And this is how he does it.
We cook them in vegan butter. It's a soy-based butter. And we kind of get that kind of snap on the outside. And then we keep it in the steam table with just like a little bit of water.
Okay.
And just keep them a little bit more moist that way. And that's kind of our recipe for
it's a good trick because veggie dogs dry out quick.
Yeah.
You gotta know.
Go to like the Mariners game and get the one at the little stand there. They're like they're just sitting on the rotisserie thing, but they're pretty dry. Not to knock their stuff, but like it's you gotta love them a little more.
Yeah. if an omnivore cooks it turns out dry.
Yeah.
That sounds really delicious, but it's kind of funny that omnivores shouldn't be cooking vegan things. I find that very funny. You actually brought a hot dog that is vegan here. Anna, what kind? Can you tell us about this one?
Yes. So I brought a field roast apple sage sausage.
That's one of my favorites.
And so the way I cooked it,
I think this is maybe like a office field roast hack. What I did was I got two bowls and I stuck the sausages in one of the bowls, and then I added just a little bit of water and I put the other bowl on top, and then I microwaved it for a minute. So give it a try. I also I
brought
have some
the
cream cheese.
Oh, yes, yes. You must.
All right. Well, I love field roast, so to me it's delicious. But I know when you talk about vegan food to most omnivores, they kind of turn up their nose. But this is really good. Thank you.
Anytime you want to go on a Seattle dog tour of Seattle, we're here for you.
We're game.
All right. Maybe after Thanksgiving. That was Anna Boyko-Wyrock and Ruby DeLuna. And thanks again to listener Mara Dillinger, who inspired this story with her question about the Seattle dog. If you have a question about Seattle or our region, head on over to our website, kuow.org/soundcues, and drop us a note. Your question might be featured in a future episode. Sound Cues is a production of KUOW in Seattle. Matt Martin is our producer. Carol Smith edited this story. Our production team includes Anna Boyko-Wyrock, David Hyde, Jim Gates, Gil Agutter, Jill Jackson, and Brendan Sweeney. Michael Parker composed our theme music. I'm your host, Deborah Wong. Thanks for listening.